When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
Got some interesting news on what's happening with student loans and payments that are coming due. The suspension of student loans is set to expire here soon. That pause on loan interest and payments and collection, it's now coming to an end, which means that borrowers are going to have to start making payments again. This, of course, is going to, I'm sure, come to the forefront of our discussions here. And there's not a lot of good news, right? The data that's been tracked, the government agency that you hear me talk about often, is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And they track and have been tracking for some time the data related to student loans and how borrowers were doing, even during this period of time when borrowers didn't have to make money. And that's why I'm saying, you know, it's not a sign of anything good in the way of news yet. Borrowers are increasingly more likely to struggle with payments, according to a bunch of data. I'm going to give you some facts here that all come straight from them. This is not anything that's my opinion at the moment. I'll share some opinion with you in a second. But more than 1 in 13 student loan borrowers are currently behind on their non-student loan payments, which is higher than pre-pandemic levels. So cars, credit cards, any of those things, anything non-student loan related, 1 in 13 borrowers are having trouble already. About 1 in 5 borrowers have risk factors suggesting that they could struggle when payments are resuming. The median scheduled payments on other debts, that's increased significantly for student loan borrowers, especially on the younger borrowers. We've talked on this show, on the podcast, about how younger folks are struggling right now, borrowing more, deeper in debt, and are in trouble. More than 40% of borrowers are going to have new student loan servicers when repayment resumes. And any time servicing changes on a loan, certainly I would imagine this is the case on the younger end, but as adults, we get confused when that happens, when we get a notice that someone else is taking over the loan. Are there payments that are overlapping? Are we possibly missing a payment, right? Those are questions that come up. So just under half are going to end up with a new servicer. And certain groups, And this group is, you know, 30 to 50, basically. Those in higher income areas and those with larger student loan balances have experienced larger increases in non-student loan delinquencies. Again, this goes back to what I talked about in the beginning. Cars and credit cards and mortgages, all of those delinquencies are higher now than they were pre-pandemic. People that already struggle with non-student loan payments are definitely likely and in that group of people that are going to face difficulties when the payment pause is over here. Risk factors that may indicate future struggles to the pre-pandemic loan delinquencies. Payment assistance, multiple servicers, delinquencies on other credit products, you know, new non-medical collections. Of course, medical sends everyone sideways anyway.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The share of borrowers with higher monthly non-student loan payments has continued to rise, and they continue to acquire debt. And that's going to complicate things. One of the things that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has done, which is, I think, kind of interesting, is they've de-identified a sample of credit records from one of the bureaus. So they analyzed the credit history of consumers who are expected to get back into the repayment program here in the fall. They've started tracking those consumers that have loans coming due, but were also delinquent in other products. So they're watching those folks. Since March, about 2.5 million student loan borrowers had a delinquency that was in a non-student loan product. It's up about 250,000 from about a year ago. So that's where, when I talk about the struggle in non-student loan products, that's where that comes from. I do want to take a moment, though, and give you some opinion. I promised a little opinion, whether you want it or not, on the student loan and forgiveness and all that stuff. I don't agree with the concept of forgiveness of these loans. I just don't. You know, it's counter to everything that I believe in, as much as I'm pro-consumer. Now, what I do believe in is rolling back the interest rates to make a correction there. See, the student loan interest rates on those Stafford loans, they never mirrored mortgage rates. And I get they weren't set up that way, but the government-sponsored loan has always been significantly higher from a cost perspective than regular interest rates. You know, when interest rates were 2.5 or 3, the school student loans, the Stafford loans, were in the 6s and 7s. It's always served as a profit center for years and years for the government. And they could change that retroactively, and that would reduce the amount of debt significantly. I don't want to go too deep into numbers, but I think we're in for an ugly surprise on the student loan issue. Mark my words.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.